Ahmad Jamal has been playing piano for most of his 84 years. He has been named an American Jazz Master by the National Endowment for the Arts and achieved that rarest of feats for a jazz musician, mainstream popularity. His most recent release came out earlier this year, and for our series, The Ones That Got Away, Stories We Didn't Get To Before Now, Karen Michelle spoke to the musician at his home in Connecticut.
Ahmad Jamal seems cautious at the keyboard.
Let me see, Miss Michelle, if I can get these hands in motion.
His music can sound expansive, even friendly.
That's it.
And that's how Jamal comes across at home. He's at peace here, but that doesn't mean that he's necessarily happy.
Happy is kind of a shallow word, you know. Happy, happy new year, happy this, happy that. But peace is another dynamic, okay?
Jamal's home, well away from New York City, boasts a waterfall in the backyard, a music room with two grand pianos, and walls hung with awards and photos.
This is the oldest mosque in the United States where I went to study. I studied at this mosque in Chicago.
Jamal was 20 and living in Chicago when he changed his name and his religion and was, he says, born. Along with the name of his youth, it's something Jamal says he doesn't want to be asked about, talk about, any of it. Though by other reckonings, he was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on July 2, 1930. He will talk about being 3 years old and sitting at a piano for the first time.
Sure. 6307 Dean Street in Pittsburgh. My mother's piano. I walked by it, and my Uncle Lawrence said, "Can you do that, what I'm doing?" And Uncle was quite surprised that I played everything he played. And the rest is history.
Jamal started formal lessons when he was 7. By the time he was 14, he was playing piano professionally. Jamal eventually attracted the attention of respected producer John Hammond, who later helped launch the careers of Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and Aretha Franklin, among others. Hammond signed the pianist in the early 1950s. But it wasn't until the end of the decade that Jamal reached a wide audience. His live album, But Not For Me, and its version of the Latin tune Planciana put Jamal on the charts. Trumpeter Miles Davis became a fan, says Gerald Early, an author, music critic, and professor at Washington University in St. Louis.
He admired Jamal as a player, but he also admired him as a kind of theoretician insofar as, okay, here's a way you can improvise in jazz music that opens up a new way of looking at virtuosity that isn't built on just stacking up a whole bunch of chords.
Jamal prefers the term American classical music to jazz, and he says, just like classical musicians, he too plays other people's compositions.
There are very, very few of us who don't play covers, whether it's people who are working in the European classical music, be it Van Cliver or Horowitz, those are covers. They're playing Mozart, they're playing Beethoven. They're not playing their compositions. 90% of the time, they're playing covers, and that's what we do in the American Songbook as well.
Jamal's restrained, almost minimalist approach won him a broad audience, but did not win over critics, says Gerald Early.
He was dismissed by some of the leading jazz critics as a cocktail pianist because of the kind of quiet approach that he made to the music, and also because he was commercially successful. For many jazz critics, that was the kiss of death if a jazz performer was commercially successful. And Jamal was a very popular pianist.
Critics are one thing, peers are another. Matthew Shipp is among the younger jazz pianists who've been influenced by Ahmad Jamal.
His imagination is so deep. I mean, that's what's so special about him, is to see how his fertile compositional imagination interacts with any standards that he does pick. and kind of recombines it and reconstructs it into a musical entity that we've never heard. I mean, Amar Jamal is a musical architect of the highest order.
In recent years, Jamal has been recording and playing more of his own compositions.
My music is a lot of things. It's serious, it's humorous, it's sad, it's happy, it's peaceful. It's many, many things. And it's many, many years of living. My music is many, many years of living, and still continues to be.
Ama Jamal continues to play Poinciana, the tune that made him a jazz star more than 50 years ago. And he still plays it with plenty of oomph and restraint. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.